before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Enoch walked with God. By faith, Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'd like to talk about the day after the translation of the church. What if the church was translated tonight? What would tomorrow be like? Amen. We use the word rapture. I like the word rapture myself just fine. But a lot of folks don't like it because it's not in the Bible, they say. But the same one that says it's not in the Bible need to be reminded that Bible's not in the Bible either. Yeah. Amen. Be that as it may seem, let's use the word translation tonight. The day after the translation of the church. Amen. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what it'll be like. There'll be a lot of mourning the day after the translation of the church in some corners. Amen. Some people won't even know what's happened until somebody tells them. Amen. They'll wonder why all these folks didn't pay their bills. Amen. Praise God. I hope I leave a bunch. Amen. Wonder why they didn't pay their taxes. You can have my taxes when I'm gone. Amen. Cy Crane used to say, you can have my old dog and have that brand new Chevrolet car out there. Amen. Said he had a brand new Chevrolet car out there and said, you can have, Lord's coming so soon to him, it'd still be new when Jesus comes. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I always wait till April the 15th to pay mine, usually sometime that day before midnight to pay my taxes. Amen. That way, if the rapture takes place, I don't have to pay them. Amen. Won't make any difference anyway. Praise God. But put it off as long as I can. Amen. What's going to happen one day after the rapture? What about the people that's left? And there will be a bunch of people that's left. Amen. They used to have a sign going into Piedmont, Missouri, where I held four revivals, great big sign. The Ministerial Association had put it up right in one of the intersections of town, told how many hundred people went to church every Sunday in Piedmont. And I got to counting. And I thought, counting all the people that come in from the country, and that would cut it down probably to around half to the churches that didn't even live in town. And in considering all the people that wasn't even born again in all these churches that didn't get saved and wasn't aimed to get saved, how many people do you think are going to rapture out of Piedmont, Missouri? Amen. How many people do you think are going to rapture out of Hamilton, Ohio, even if it happened on Sunday morning? Amen. Oh, boy. How many people at the Highway of Holiness Church would be left if the rapture takes place before this service is over? I hope none. I hope we have a high percentage of folks that's ready. I hope that anybody that's not ready will get ready. That everybody will take care of their unfinished business. Because it's going to be sad to be left behind when the church is gone. Amen. What a sad day that's going to be. Amen. The thing about translation is that there have already been three translations. I read you about one of them here tonight. Amen. By faith, Enoch was translated. Praise God. Amen. And you go over in 1 Kings and you'll find that Elijah got translated. Praise God. And then later on in Matthew 28 and Luke 24, amen, Jesus is translated himself. Praise God. Caught up into the clouds. Two men in white apparel. Acts chapter 1 said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus which you've seen go away shall come again in like manner as you've seen him go." Praise God. Should we marvel or count it any great thing that the church should be translated? Amen. Since there's already been three translations. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Glory to God. We have Enoch and Elijah and Christ all being caught up. Amen. These are previews, if you will, for things to come. I couldn't see it at one time when people go over and say the church being raptured is like Enoch being caught up and the folks that's left behind and Israel be like Noah going through the flood. He had to go through it. Amen. And I couldn't see it, but it's a beautiful, perfect picture. Amen. Of the translation of the church and a whole bunch having to go through that horrible time of tribulation, such as was not from the beginning of time, nor ever shall be thereafter. 600,000 young men of the United States of America died in the Civil War. More died in the Civil War probably than all our wars put together. Amen. Such a terrible war it was. Such a horrible bloodlet. Can you imagine 600,000 of the cream of the crop marching to their death? Brother against brother. Amen. Father against son. Man's enemies were there in his own household. Amen. Families against families because the state line divided them. And some lived below the Mason-Dixon line and some lived north of the Mason-Dixon line. And they had to answer the call to service. 600,000. Amen. Such destruction. Amen. During the Civil War, in Sherman's march through the South, 60 miles wide, all the way to the sea. Amen. There was total destruction and devastation. They said that even if a crow flew over that place where Sherman had marched, he would have to take rations with him. Amen. A rabbit would have to pack his lunch. The devastation and desolation was so bad. Yet Jesus said that the tribulation is going to be so bad that there's never been nothing like it before. Not even the devastation of the Civil War. Not even the devastation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki by atomic warfare. Destruction will be so complete in some areas, amen, that again and again the book says 1/3 of men were killed. And then it says 1/3 of men were killed. Oh my, my, my. 1/3 of humanity killed again and again and again until men become scarce on the face of the earth. Such terrible things are going to happen. Enoch was a wonderful type of the church, the translation of the church when he was translated. Amen. He was translated by faith that he should not see death. Therefore, he escaped the ravages of the flood. His son, amen, Methuselah, lived till the very day that the flood began. His very name was a sign. He was like a man walking the streets. The end is near. The end is near. The word Methuselah means when he is dead, it shall be finished. He was a walking signboard. Amen. And one day Methuselah, like Sister Richardson at home, lay near death and nobody much paid any attention. But Noah and his family and all the animals got on the ark. Amen. And people mocked and laughed and went on their merry way. They bought and sold. Amen. Leveled their lawns and married and were given in marriage. Just business as usual. Nobody cared that the flood was about to happen because nobody believed except Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Hallelujah. I'm glad to present to you the prospect tonight that the church is going to be translated and therefore escape that time of trouble that shall come upon the earth as a snare to try the sons of men. And the Bible said they shall not escape. Amen. The church escapes before the book is open. The seven seal book. The church escapes before a single seal is open. In fact, the church is there and one of the elders helps introduce the Redeemer, the Lamb, the Lion of Judah, praise God, who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. Already in heaven are a group of people that have escaped. They're wearing crowns. They're wearing white robes. They're taking their turn on thrones around the central throne. They are the recipients of the promise of Jesus to one of the seven churches of Asia. He that overcometh, I will grant with him to sit with me in my throne, even as I have overcome and have sat down with the Father in his throne. In Revelations 5, 9, and 10, amen, they say, sing their song of redemption before the book is open, before the book is revealed, before a single seal is open. Amen. They are there in the presence of God saying, thou hast redeemed us to God from every nation, tribe, and kindred, and tongue. Hallelujah. In that wonderful glory to God, a grand and glorious number from every nation, tribe, and tongue shall escape. The church is about to be translated, folks. Amen. But Noah, amen, came on later. And Noah, the son of Methuselah, built an ark. Amen. Oh, praise God. And saved his household. A remnant. Amen. As far as the world was concerned, got saved in that ark. Hallelujah. Elijah was translated by a whirlwind and a chariot of fire. Praise God. And just think, old Enoch and old Elijah have been up there in heaven. Praise God for man. Enoch's been up there for 5,000 years probably. Amen. And Elijah, he'd been up there probably for 3,000 years. Somewhere thereabouts. Just think what a time they've been having. Praise God. Up there in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, yes. They were there in heaven in Zechariah's day, sharing in their anointing. Amen. Zechariah said, praise God, that he saw that vision, those two olive trees and those golden pipes. Amen. And the anointing that Enoch and Elijah had would come upon Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and Jerubbabel, and those two boys would share in the anointing of Enoch and Elijah and build the temple and put the roof on and the capstone. Amen. In the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation when Enoch and Elijah comes back to preach. Praise God. They've been chomping in the bits for another chance to preach. They're going to get it. Praise God. Amen. In the 11th chapter, he said, these are the two olive trees which stand before the Lord of the whole earth. Amen. That rules out John the Baptist. That rules out John the Beloved. That rules out anybody after Zechariah's day, because in Zechariah's day, the two olive trees were already there. Amen. Sharing their anointing. And the only two men that were translated for Zechariah's day was Enoch and Elijah. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Elijah's translated, and Elisha gets a double portion. Amen. Elisha is a type of the nation Israel. Amen. After the translation of the church, praise God, and Peter and James and John and Paul and amen, all the apostles, the early church and our day church, praise God, and the dead in Christ arise and make up the grand and glorious group of the elders, the first ones, amen, the firstborn, hallelujah, amen. Hey, there's going to be a move of God in Jerusalem. The spotlight will suddenly switch. Praise God. And after the church is gone, amen, the body of Christ is gone, amen, he who now liveth is taken out of the way, then all hell's going to break loose. Amen. But because all hell is going to break loose, amen, all heaven is going to break loose also. Amen. Elisha's going to have a double portion, praise God, to fight the forces of hell with. Amen. And glory to God, after the sixth seal is opened, and before the seventh seal is opened, amen, after the sixth seal is opened in the sixth chapter of Revelation, there are 144,000 Jews sealed. Amen. What a revival. 144,000 saved and filled with the Holy Ghost the first round. Amen. While there was only 120 on the day of Pentecost, praise God. But now here we got 144,000. That 120 probably, amen, mounted up to 25 to 50,000 before it was over. Amen. But 144,000 is much, much more than a double portion. Praise God. Yes. God is going to completely fulfill Joel chapter 2. They're going to have the full fulfillment of it. And when he shows wonders in the heavens, blood, fire, vapor, and smoke, the sun shall be darkened and the stars shall fall in the heaven. He said, I'll be pouring out my spirit upon my sons and daughters. And the 11th chapter of Romans will be fulfilled. Amen. All Israel shall be saved. Amen. And it'll start with that double portion blessing that comes in Jerusalem. God still got plans for Jerusalem, folks. He still got plans for Israel. Amen. He said God didn't first visit the Gentiles to take out a people for his name. Years ago, I visited Granite City. And as a result of visiting Granite City, I took out of Granite City a person for my name. I changed her name. She is no longer Elizabeth Faye Singer. She is Elizabeth Faye Collins. Hallelujah. I rescued her from Granite City. Amen. I rescued her from the ghetto and took her to the sticks. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to rescue his church from this earthly ghetto and take us to the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. Yes, the church which bears his name, amen, is going to be taken out. Amen. He's coming soon to take out a people for his name. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you bear his name? Is anybody a Christian here tonight? Hold up your hand. You're a Christian and you're proud of it. Amen. Is there any of the body of Christ here tonight? Hold up your hand. You're a part of the body of Christ and you're proud of it. Praise God. Them are the ones he's coming after. He's coming after those that are living by faith, walking by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. But Joel 2 and 28 through 32 will have a greater fulfillment even in the tribulation period than it ever has. As the last days come to an end. Amen. God pours out his spirit upon all flesh. And God uses that 144,000 to evangelize, amen, the remnant of this world who missed the translation of the church. Amen. Well, was 144,000 successful? Will they be successful? Yes. Right after they are sealed in the seventh chapter, amen, he says, I beheld, and lo, I saw a number which no man could number. Amen. With palms in their hands and white robes. And one of those elders asked me, said, who are these and whence came they? And John said, sir, thou knowest. Amen. A lot of homeless people would ask the same question John would have asked. I would have asked the same question myself. If they didn't go to the church, where did he come from? Amen. Because most homeless folks believe after the church is gone, there ain't going to be nobody else saved. The door of mercy's closing and nobody going to get saved no more. That's not what the Bible teaches. Amen. The Bible teaches that God will take out a people for his name, that the residue, then he'll return and build the tabernacle of David. Amen. Acts 15. Amen. That the residue, that's the remnant he talked about. Amen. In Jerusalem, Joel 2:32, and in Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise God. In that end, he mentions the remnant whom the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Glory to God. But their translation, amen, their salvation will not be as full and as glorious as the bride of Christ. They will not escape the great tribulation. Amen. That is all of it. However, they will escape the wrath of God. Praise God. Christ was caught up. Christ was translated. Perfect picture of the translation of the body of Christ, which is the church. Amen. But the 120 went to Jerusalem, to the upper room, and had revival after Christ was translated. Amen. It's God's will to save everybody that he can as long as time goes on. Amen. And so he struggles. He gives the 144,000, amen, a double portion so they can win a number that no man can number. They can coach a number that no man can number into the kingdom of God. They don't have the crowns, but they have the palms, and they have the white robes, and they thirst no more, and they hunger no more. Praise God. In an awful time, in a terrible bloodletting, in horrible destruction, they see their mistake and scream for the mercies of God. And God saves them. Praise God. Amen. Yes, glory to God. The day of the church goes out. Amen. Of business on the earth. Amen. The Jews go into business in Jerusalem. Praise God. Oh, yes, glory to God. And those that are left, a few of them, finally make up their mind to get down to business. Amen. Oh, just keep reading. Just keep studying. You'll see it. Praise God. His judgments are in the earth. Amen. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Why has the church been so behind in realizing these truths? Because it wasn't time yet. Amen. Why did the reformers of bygone ages not see these truths? Many of them are all millennialists. Amen. Great preachers. Why didn't they see it? Because it wasn't time yet. Amen. But as we get closer and closer to the end, it becomes as clear as a bell. I mean, the vision becomes just as clear as crystal. Hallelujah. The picture is perfect. Amen. Now it's time. Now it's easy to see. Because it's about to happen. Now the Word of God, it just seemed like was shrouded in a fog to our eyes. Suddenly it becomes clear. And we can see it happening. Amen. Just like it's going to happen. Hallelujah. But you know what? Even those 144,000, even that number that no man can number, they get to heaven between the seventh and eighth seal. Amen. The 144,000, they get to heaven, praise God, before the vials of the wrath of God are poured out. Amen. Before the last 3.5 years. They're seen in heaven, amen, in the 14th chapter, caught up in the figure of the woman and the man-child in the 12th chapter. Amen. They're caught up into heaven before the wrath of God is poured out. Amen. So those among us who believe in a mid-trib translation, there's going to be one. Amen. A big one. Praise God. 144,000 in a number that no man can number are going up right out of tribulation. Bible says it in the 7th chapter, they came out of great tribulation and made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Praise God. Oh yeah, when the church goes out of business, some people will get down to business. Will it be too late? Will it be too late? It'll be too late for some who presumed on God. Amen. One old boy, amen, used to say, well, I'm going to wait till after the rapture of the church to get saved, and then I'm going to seal my testimony and my blood and get saved in the great tribulation. But he's been dead for years. It don't pay to presume on God. Amen. There's judgments on those that presume on God. Today is the day of salvation. Now is accepted time. Praise God. We're getting close to the end, folks. Hallelujah. Why should we watch? Because if we don't watch and pray, our sons won't watch and pray. And if our sons don't watch and pray, our sons' sons, our grandchildren, won't watch and pray. Amen. Our grandchildren say, well, my daddy didn't care too much about being faithful. My dad didn't care too much about watching and praying. He wasn't too keen on the rapture of the church and the coming of the Lord. So why should I be? And every generation degenerates a little bit lower than the other. Until whole movements have gone down the drain. And almost nobody is ready. In vast denominations of religion today for the coming of the Lord. Amen. What would happen in Hamilton tomorrow if Jesus came tonight? Amen. I'll tell you what, folks. I don't want to be here to find out, do you? How many would like to go when he comes? Amen. Stand with me tonight and let's pray. Father, I pray you challenge our hearts. Oh, come upon us by your Spirit and by your power. Come upon us by the anointing of God. Oh, God, help us, Lord, to do your precious will. Glorify your name, I pray in Jesus' name. What little time we have left, to use it for the glory of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As they sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Come on tonight. Let's pray. If you're unsaved, come with them. Get ready so that if Jesus comes to your house tonight, you'll be ready. If the death angel comes over tonight, you'll be ready. If the rapture takes place tonight, you'll be ready. Praise God. Oh, glory. Cry out to Him, young folks. Cry out to God tonight.
Father,
cry out to Him.
I must be saved.